Welcome to the Live Your Lightwork podcast, a place where I riff on all things mindset, energetics, creativity, and heart-based business so that you can stop talking about your lightwork and actually start living it. I'm your host, Tracy Spencer, here to get you out of your head and on with your mission. Stick around for some straight fire, loving pep talks, some cosmic riffs, and a few lols along the way. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Let's do this, lightworkers. What is up, lightworkers family? How's it going? I hope you're having the best day ever. Okay, that's actually pretty early to be hitting those high notes in the episode. So let's see where this one goes. I want to dedicate this entire episode to having a conversation around selling and hopefully inviting you into a new relationship to drop some resistance you have to selling, to marketing, to asking for the moolah, okay? And if we had a theme song, you know, that would kind of take everything that I'm going to talk about around selling, when we think about going in for the sale, when we think about asking someone to buy from us or to invest in us, I think the theme song would be, when I think about you, I trust myself, oh, I don't, you know where I'm going with that. So this is a conversation that selling is about self-trust. And this was kind of inspired by a conversation that I had in a program that I ran called Fully Seen. And it was all about reorganizing our relationship with selling and just taking away the shame and the guilt and the judgment and just the fucking weirdness that we have around selling and coming from this place of rewriting our story as to what it can mean and how beautiful selling can be. Like if we're committed to, you know, feminine business or heart-based business or intuitive business, like insert the label here of what resonates with you. But if we're committed to like our light work and deeply serving, we've got to be okay with committing to changing what selling means and dropping the shame around that and dropping the fear around it. Okay. Because it's one way. Like I see selling as a soul contract with people that I'm here to serve. Selling can be a ceremony. Selling can be the most beautiful part of your business. Like, imagine if we can just commit to rewriting our story around that, how much more we can create and offer and serve and just get on with our work. So let's open up a little conversation here, a little chitty chit chat about the fact that selling is about self-trust. But let's back the truck up just for a second. I want you to take a moment to think about every time that you see someone selling something to you, whether someone's in a launch period, whether they're offering their services, whether it's like in person or online, or like it's you're walking in the shopping center and it's like someone like trying to get your attention, like any way that you've been sold to, I want you to think about the thoughts that go through your mind. And we actually might, let's just keep this conversation on social media actually, because I feel like a lot of you listening maybe have an online business, or I'm just going to really assume that. And it's totally freaking sweet if you don't. But let's just use that as an example as I explain this. Think about when someone's in a launch period or a launch week, or you're seeing them sell something. What are the first thoughts, and you got to get really honest here, about what you think when you see someone selling? When someone's marketing their work, when they're talking about it, when they're telling you about it, like all the things, what are the first thoughts that you have? Because I'm just going to plant a couple that maybe you've had before, okay? And I'll be fully transparent. I've definitely had these before. And this is what I've worked on with creating a new relationship with selling for myself so I can serve to my full capacity this lifetime. You know, it's part of the gig. So some things you might think when you see someone in a launch week or someone selling is, oh my God, like shut up about your offering already. Like we heard it the first 20 times. Oh my God, is she still going on about that? Oh my God, she's selling another thing. Is she celebrating all the money that she's making now? Like, God, she's been talking about this for hours. Like, wrap it up, sister. So have you had, and be honest, ever had any thoughts like that when you see someone launching? Like, here she goes again, another launch, another offering, trying to sell. because this is the really interesting thing that will change your life once you understand what's going on here. Your relationship to being sold to is determining how much resistance you have to selling. If you create resistance when someone is in your field launching or selling, you then create resistance unconsciously to you selling. Think about it like this. All the things that you have said to another woman or another man or another human in a launch period, sorry, I haven't said, you've thought, I hope you haven't said them out loud, bookies. What you've thought, again, like, oh my God, she's trying to like just, she's doing this for the money. She's like, here she goes again. Here's another freaking offering, like bloody hell. Everything that you're thinking, you actually are scared that someone's going to judge in you if you put yourself out there to share your offering, to launch your light work, to sell something. That's the resistance that you are creating around selling. So let me say this again. Your relationship and the energy that you feel and the thoughts that you have that come up when you are being sold to or you are watching someone else in a launch is determining how much resistance you have to selling, how much judgment you have to selling, how much shame you have to selling. So we got to clean it up, sister, is what I want to say. And some kind of homework that I gave the legends in my Fully Seen program last year when we went through that was about how can you start to just froth on getting sold to? Because that's one way that we drop the resistance, that we drop the triggers, that we drop that activation. Like, what if I could just love the shit out of being sold to? Because in that, I will start loving doing the selling because I'll stop holding so much shame and judgment and guilt and weirdness around it. So I remember this one time that if you've ever been to like a servo, I don't know if that's an Aussie term, a servo, a fuel station. It's probably a little bit better way of explaining it. A slavo, where you fill up your car. And sometimes, you know, there's people there that are like selling little car cleaning sponges or like some random stuff, which like they're rocking out. And I remember this guy like coming over and I was like, cool. Yep. He's going to try and sell me this thing. And I just remember that moment. I was like, you know what? I'm actually going to respect you as a human and just let you do your thing. Like, show me what you got, mate. I obviously didn't say this to him, but this is the energy I was giving across. Like, and he was like, you know, doing his big sell, asked me how my day was. And I just humored to him and was like, that was so awesome, but I really don't want to buy one of those things. But thank you so much for showing me. Like, thank you so much for being so passionate about what you do. And I bet you he never gets comments like that, right? But it made me think, wow, if I can just like relax into dropping the resistance around someone just literally doing their job and sharing and, you know, doing their thing, because every business needs to sell in order to make money, in order to be a business. Like it's part of the thing. But so why are we judging it so much? Why are you judging yourself so much that you've got to sell something in order to have money and clients, in order to sustain a business, in order to live your purpose, you know? But I just remember thinking like, okay, so what if we start to bring that onto social media every time someone's launching, every time we have those triggers come up of like, oh, here she goes again, like, great, like, oh my God, she's killing it, money, money, money. And we start to go like compare and lackey and we're human, guys, we're going to do this. But in those moments, catch yourself and instead of being in that judgment or that projection, like wheel it back in and be in celebration and be like, fuck yeah, she is launching again. This is so inspiring. This is so courageous. Like, what can I learn from her? Like, I'm going to like cheer on anyone that is selling their light work. I'm going to cheer on anyone that's making abundance from their light work because that's something that I'm sure you want to do at some point, right? So just catch yourself next time, this week, tomorrow, if you're seeing someone go into a launch, just be really aware of what thoughts first come up, catch them and use that as an opportunity to rewrite them. Because as you're rewriting what you think of other people selling, you're also rewriting and dropping resistance around you then showing up and selling. And in that, not just selling, but receiving as well. Okay. So that resistance we feel, we've got to clean it up. And Another question I want you to ponder here, and this is really where it comes to selling and this piece of selling is about deep self-trust. Like, selling is about fully backing yourself and fully backing your gifts and being committed to like being the vessel and the channel and like the speaker, the person with the mic, communicating on behalf of the vision, on behalf of the community you're creating, on behalf of what's trying to be birthed through you, of the program, of the offering, of your light work. Like, you're the person with the mic. Like, respect it enough and trust yourself and trust the vision enough to let it just move the energy through you. Okay? It's about backing yourself, and you can handle it. Like, you can handle if you get a projection. You can handle if someone doesn't want to buy it. Like, it's okay. Can you show up to selling with zero attachment to the outcome? Because when you get resistant and when you get weird and fear and pressure around it is when you bring a neediness. I need you to buy from me to know that this is good enough. I need to have a launch this big to know that, to feel like I'm legit, to feel like I'm, you know, as good as other people. And you're placing all this expectation on your community before they've even fucking purchased from you. And all this resistance and all this energy versus like, what if I can be in the full joy and the unattached yes and the unattached no, you know, and just be in the delight of like grabbing the mic and freaking speaking on behalf of my creation, like respecting my creation enough to show up and talk about it and tell everyone how amazing it is and get excited and be proud of it. Like, be proud of your creation. Like, I call launch week creation celebration week. Feel free to steal that one. And it completely changes the energy of it. And if you've ever watched me through a launch period, like, I fucking froth out. I'm like in my element because I'm so excited to serve in a new way, you know, and selling is just serving. I'm so excited to share my light work. I'm so proud of what I create. I'm so proud of my mission and my message and what I'm here to do. So I want to just like through this microphone, through your little ear holes right now, like transfer this energy of self-trust, of backing yourself, of like frothing out on A, being sold to, and then frothing out on selling and sharing and launching and communicating your light work in the way that that wants to come through you. But really think about this question. Like, if you deeply, deeply believed in the value of your gifts, in the value of your offering, in the value of your light work, in the value of your sessions, in the value of your programs, like if you deeply believed in the value of your gifts, then why are you still acting like they're not valuable? Why are you still tiptoeing around them? Why are you still one foot in, one foot out? Why are you still creating so much shame around selling? If you deeply believe in the value, you will want to get this in front of every single fucking human on the planet. And you will be so proud about it. And you'll be so backing yourself and so in trust. So it's really interesting when I see people kind of back away from selling. There's a part of me that wants to be, you know, just ponder that question of, well, if you're leaning away from selling, like why aren't you trusting yourself? Why aren't you trusting yourself to deliver? Why aren't you trusting yourself to back it up? Why is there maybe a story here? Or you've already decided that no one wants it. You've unconsciously already decided, oh, I don't think anyone really wants this. Or like, everyone's probably going to buy someone else's thing. Or maybe I priced it too much. Or maybe I didn't price it enough. Or what if someone wants a refund? And like from that energy you show up, and that's why it's like really clunky, because you haven't fully anchored into your own self-trust. You haven't fully owned the great value that you bring through this work. And again, being loud and proud about it. And I don't mean being loud, rah-rah. I mean just you and yourself, like being so fucking lit by it and sharing that. So really think about that. Like if you feel like you're not fully showing up and letting yourself be seen in your gifts and your power and letting people support your light work as you support them, you know, that beautiful equal exchange. Like, you selling is a win-win for everyone. You selling is expanding everyone. It's expanding you. It's expanding your clients. It's expanding your community. It's expanding the possibility of what else you can create and bring through. Like, it's a win-win-win. It's not a give and take situation like we've been told, like, you know, I'm going to get something from you. It's like, if someone buys from me, I'm like, oh my God, I'm receiving. This is so beautiful. And guess what? You're about to receive some fucking sick energy from me. You're about to receive some epic truth bombs. You're about to receive a transformation. You're about to receive an activation. You're about to receive some big truth bomb reminders of your power. Like, it is a receival both ends. It's not cool, you paid me and now I got something. Like, see you later. It's like, phew, let's get to work. Let's do this. So I'm all about it. I'm all about selling. I'm all about us, like, just, we left the selling judgment in 2021, guys. Like, we just say that right now. We left that shit in last year. And it's time to really take up space in that and wiggle into a new selling suit, if you will, and how that can feel. And yeah, just ponder those questions about if you really, truly, deeply believed in the value of your gifts, then why are you still acting like they're not valuable? Why aren't you showing up to communicate that and really get behind that? And if you deeply, deeply trusted yourself and you trusted your creation and you trusted your vision more than anything, how would you show up to sell it? How would you show up to communicate it? How would you show up to invite people into it, to be a part of it, to be in the transformation? Because if you can really commit to rewriting your story there and unsubscribing from any BS that has felt heavy and icky and weird, and, you know, the way that we're birthing new visions, let's birth a new vision for selling and a new story around selling, and be that permission for other people to come into their power with it as well and rewrite their story around it, because selling can be so beautiful and so light and so expansive for all parties involved. So I hope that this really tickled some things for you, ruffled a few feathers, as I tend to do. I'm really looking forward to hearing how this resonates with you, how this activates you, how it no doubt triggers you a little bit. But let's make that commitment to rewrite some stories here, to fully back ourselves and get our light work out in front of more people so we can be in our full power and our full serving capacity this lifetime. Yes, please sign me up for that. All right, friends, I hope this deeply, deeply served you and shifted something for you. And I can't wait to hear you bloody fully booking out your offerings and just getting after it. Take care, everyone. Big love. Bye.